This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming up at 6 o'clock. Yes, Anthony, what's that big smile on your face? Are you really that excited for Logan Paulson and Take Command coming
up
at 6 o'clock?
Yes, I am.
Or were you just acting like an absolute fool and I wasn't watching?
Yeah, sort of, kind of. So you can't hear me in the when you're not here, or if I have you potted up. But I was doing my Omega Psi barks to the song.
To the Nelly song?
Yeah. Yeah. I got very excited.
Yeah.
It just made me want to, you know, ooh.
See, look, just I didn't punch the microphone.
Yeah, I didn't hit the microphone and everything.
I hope people aren't listening to us too loud. I do kind of wonder something. Like, if people, like, you don't need to blast a podcast or a radio show or any kind of audio that's not like music. Like, it's one thing if you're bumping music, but like, is there anybody that's just like, yo, I'm rolling Blair and the Hoffman Show, rolling down 17th Street?
To the max.
Yeah, let the people know. Yeah. We're here to talk about NFL mock drafts.
Yes, sir.
Bump that to your neighbors. All right. Anthony, the NFL Network and their slew of analysts are now up to 7 different mock drafts. So that means up to 7 different players that the Commanders could take at the 29th pick. Let's roll through all who they've got. The first one is by Dan Parr, who is one of their content and draft strategy guys at NFL Network. Man, this is a lot harder to get to the Commanders pick than it was last year.
Oh, you got to scroll, huh?
A lot of scrolling. Then I go back up to the top, click to the next one, scroll back to the bottom. A lot of scrolling here on this laptop. And I think most of them are going offensive line. In this particular case, Josh Connerly Jr., the offensive tackle out of Oregon, is the pick. I think he's an interesting one. In this particular mock draft, James Pierce, who's an edge out of Tennessee, I think he's a name to watch. He's still on the board.
He's a dog.
Yeah. Jahad Campbell, the edge slash linebacker from Alabama, goes off the board one before. And I think one of the names to watch is, well, tell you what, let's keep going through these and see if this the name that I'm thinking about pops up in any of these. Next up, Chad Roeder, who's one of their draft analysts. He has the Commanders taking JT Tuamalo, who is an edge from Ohio State. So other names off the board around there. Azare Thomas, the corner from Florida State, goes to the Vikings after. He's got Jackson Dart on a projected trade going 31 to the Jets, and then Connerly going 32 to the Ravens. So you're starting to see in this range, you know, Jahad Campbell's name a lot. Some of the receivers, Luther Burden from Mizzou, Egbuka from Ohio State. Some of the offensive linemen. So I think you're going to sense a theme here amongst all these mock drafts, Anthony. That theme is line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
Cynthia Freeland, who's their analytics guru at the NFL Network. She has, interestingly enough, Luther Burden, the wide receiver out of Mizzou, which is interesting. Like, her write-up, because remember, hers is model-based, it's analytics-based. Like, she's not watching tape doing this stuff. She's saying, hey, whatever the model is, teams are looking for X. This is the best player available based off the data that we have on college. This is a purely analytical model. And she goes, and team needs is apparently a part of it, because her write-up says, I'm pretty shocked my model didn't have the Commanders taking an offensive lineman here, but maybe that reinforces the lack of first-round value among that group this year. Burden's stutter step, starting and stopping, and slot production potential should fit well with Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury's offense. I think it's a really interesting pick. I haven't watched Burden a ton yet, but I know he's a little bit smaller guy, higher quickness. Like, they don't really have that body type. That's something we talked about at times last year. Like, Jamison Crowder would inconsistently fill that void, but Jamison doesn't really have a lot of long speed, and he's obviously he's like not even 5'11". He's like 5'9", 5'8". So not a ton of size. I think Luke McCaffrey is a guy that they hope develops into a different kind of slot receiver, but also maybe plays outside. So the idea of like a quick over the middle target to complement whatever they get out of the tight end position, or maybe even that guy is a better long-term fit with a guy like Ben Sinnott, who can, from the tight end's position, stretch the field vertically as opposed to a guy like Ertz, who has that shake over the middle. I think that's an interesting pick. Definitely not my where I'm looking for them to attack in round one, but if he's the best player available, he's the best player available.
But does he fit their prototypical receiver? They're looking for big, strong, physical, can block. I feel like Luther Burden, when I've looked at him or seen him anyway, he sort of kind of reminds me of a Jahan Dotson to an extent. Like,
right. Well, that is a great question. I have not watched him enough to have an answer on that. I would need to know how physical he is in the run game. I would need to know what kind of attitude, what kind of competitor he is. If he's going to, there's no way they're not drafting someone in the first round who doesn't have the Commander tag.
Now, he is nice, though. I will say that. He is nice.
But, like, think of guys that are uber competitive and maybe a little undersized that they drafted last year. There's one that stands out. Mike Sanders still.
Okay.
If you got that dog in you,
yeah,
and you're willing to do the work, they can get over some of the positional size stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Guy that we will probably talk to in a couple weeks at the NFL Combine. We had him on last year. Lance Zierlein. By the way, we should say that's one of the number one picks. Cam Ward. It's really Cam Ward, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter in some order for most people at the top of their drafts. And then it's how far down does Shador get? Aha, this is the guy that I was hoping would pop up somewhere. Josh Simmons, offensive tackle out of Ohio State. I'm going to spoiler alert here for the next segment. Outside of Will Campbell, the LSU offensive tackle, and he actually, no, I apologize, including Will Campbell, Logan thinks Simmons might be the best offensive lineman in the class.
Oh, wow.
And he might wind up being there at 29 because he had a non-contact, really scary knee injury that caused him to miss basically the entire season. But if you can get that high upside guy, and he becomes your starting left tackle for the next decade, and you either kick Coleman inside or kick Coleman to the right side and kick Wiley out, however you want to reshuffle the deck there, that's a good plan. High upside, trust your medical staff to get things right. But Josh Simmons is the name that I need to now go watch him, although sometimes I feel very silly watching O-line play. I'm like, yeah, whatever you say, Logan. You were basically an offensive lineman in your career, the blocking tight end. But from a big time athletic profile, like, he's the guy. All these other guys, they're potentially good tackles, guard potential, like potentially really good guards. But Simmons is the guy that, according to Logan, he thinks he's got the highest upside of this entire group.
Yeah, I'm looking at he's 6'5", 310.
Okay. Yeah, but I think he can add some size to his frame.
Yeah, I was just more so just thinking when you said about possibly moving Brandon Coleman to the inside, it's given sort of kind of like Eagles because their O-line is big, they're stout. Landon Dickerson, big dude. Mekhi Becton, big dude. Then you got Jordan, and you got Lane. And it's like, it's hard to move those guys, so.
100%.
the possibilities are numerous, especially if you can, you know, shuffle some of those guys around, bump some guys inside, outside kind of thing.
Yeah, and one of the things that you'll hear in this Take Command clip we're going to play here in a second, too, is you hear, oh, that guy could be a guard, that guy could be a guard. It feels like every tackle prospect's like, ah, I don't know, I kind of like him better at guard. Mm. And so I was like, hold on, timeout. Logan, explain to me why some guys are better at tackle, like if every guy is a potential guard, well, who's the guys that going to play tackle? Somebody's got to play tackle. So can you explain to me what he's looking for? And it was a really great description. You'll hear that next. Real quickly, some of the other guys. James Pierce is the pick in Eric Edholm's. And then I think we talked about Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah's mocks before. But Donovan Jackson, who is the other offensive lineman that's going to go in the first round from Ohio State, could be a guard, could be a tackle. That's Bucky Brooks' pick. And then and he's got Shador going number one, by the way. I think that will change. I think Cam Ward's going to wind up being the first quarterback off the board. Then Josh Simmons again in Daniel Jeremiah's first mock. So, I think some of the mocks that happen a little bit later, in the month, you're starting to see Simmons go higher. So I'm not saying get your hopes way up, but then again, if he's that good, if he's that much better and Peters believes in him, he starts dropping into the low 20s. Getting from 29 to 23 is not that hard. Getting from 29 to 13, that's a different story. 29 to 8, that's a different story. But 29 to 23, you can make that happen. Add in like a fourth or a fifth. So I think that's worth keeping in mind, too. And if there's a prospect that they really like, will they ultimately go up and get them? And then maybe they trade back later and wind up with, you know, the same number of rookies coming in. But let's get a big picture view of some of the names and just how deep the offensive and defensive line classes are. Logan Paulson's take on that. Via Take Command, then our weekend preview to wrap up the show here on the Team 980.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.